powerful, powerful parsha this week. This week is Matan Torah. This week is Mount Sinai, the story of the giving of the Torah. Everyone knows the giving of the Torah. We got the Ten Commandments. Roman, what does the word commandment mean? How would you translate, if you want to literally translate the word, Ten Commandments, how would you do that? Ten, would you say, I said it, right, ten. How would you say commandments?
Orders, I don't know.
Mitzvot, right? But we don't do that, we say, I said it, ha-dibrot. What's dibrot?
Speeches.
Words. Maybe utterances, you want to get a fancy word. But how do we get from translating 10 utterances to 10 mitzvot? But that's how it is. The whole world calls the 10 commandments. The Jewish people call it the 10 utterances, 10 dibrot. The funny part is that it doesn't end there. Why? How did Hashem create the world? With 10 ma'amarot. Aseret ha-ma'amarot, asar ha-ma'amarot, 10 ma'amarot. What's ma'amarot? The 10 words with which Hashem created the world. Like, let there be light. Right? So you have 10 ma'amarot, 10 ma'amarim, which is like words with which the world is created. And then 2,448 years later, the Torah is given on Mount Sinai. And what happens then? God gives the 10 dibrot. Or the 10 dibrot, again, we translate it as commandments, but really, another word for utterances, for words. Mamar and dibra is a very similar term. It means utterances, it means words, it means messages, it means phrases, it means spoken words. So Hashem creates the world with 10, and 2,448 years later, Hashem gives us the 10 commandments, but it also used the term the 10 words. It's not by accident that the way God creates the world is through 10, and that the purpose of creation, the mitzvot, is also through 10. And the reason is because they interlock with each other. This is the purpose for that. The reason why they're both 10 is because obviously it needs to match. In other words, the software must match the hardware. No.
Mm. Is that why there is also the 10 like sephirot?
So that's also true. Yeah, everything has to. It's not like, oh, hey, look how fun that is, or how cute that is, that it's the same number. No, it's just the opposite. Because this is the software of this hardware, so of course it's all going to be 10. The number matches because it's meant for each other. The world needs to be a world that can match the words that Hashem says how you should live in this world. Let me ask a different question. What you're trying to do and how you go about to do it must match. You're not going to put an effort into a business plan that doesn't match what your goal of your business plan is. You're only going to put in the effort towards something if it matches what you're trying to accomplish. So if the world has a purpose, the purpose is to fulfill the mitzvot, then the mitzvot must align itself with the world, because the world is only here for the mitzvot. What do I mean? If the world will not have any leather, there cannot be tefillin. If the world does not have any coins, there can't be charity. If the world doesn't have people with arms, there can't be tefillin. If the world doesn't have wax and wicks, and there can't be candle lighting. If the world doesn't have any parchment, there can't be Torah read in the shul. Right? The Torah is made of part. So the world must match what the intention of the world is.
What came first?
That's a brilliant question.
Well, the Torah, right?
But if you think about it, it must mean the Torah came first. Why? Because you only design a product that's based on what your goal of how it's going to be used. The function of something, if you have a purpose of a plan, I'm making a business. I'm going to create a business for a purpose. Every step of what I create must match what I'm trying to make it for.
The design.
So the world must have met the reason why Hashem created the world with 10 utterances was because of a set of 10 commandments that Hashem wants this world to be used to fulfill. So now, if that's what Hashem wants to get to, He must make a world that will allow itself to fulfill the will that is motivating the creation. You get what I'm saying? So it must match. So what came first? Of course the mitzvahs came first. It gets even better. The first word of the Torah is Bereshis. What's Bereshis? Bereshis means Beis Reshis. Reshis means firsts. There are two firsts. So let me answer your question even stronger. You asked what came first, the world or mitzvahs? The Torah says, or it's hinted in the first word of the Torah, that there are two firsts. Which two firsts? The Yidden and Torah and mitzvahs. Then came the world. The world was created not just for mitzvahs, but also for the Yidden. We are the ones living in this world, fulfilling the mitzvahs. So now, Hashem has three things. Hashem has the who, the what, and the where. Who are the Yidden? What is the mitzvahs? And where is in this world? Every mitzvah must be fulfilled by a human person with physical components. There is no mitzvah to meditate. There's no mitzvah to to feel or think. Every mitzvah is do this. So if you do something, it must be a physical component. You must use something. Use leather, use coins. Whatever the thing is, you must use something physical to do a mitzvah. Who? The Jew. With what? With physical objects. That a world was created with those items. So Hashem creates a world that matches His intention of Yidden using the world for mitzvahs. So now we're going to look inside. Yeah? Mukhanim, we're ready? The giving of the Torah is introduced with the words. Hashem spoke all these words, saying, Lamer. The commentators ask, what is the meaning of the word Lamer? To clarify the question, whenever the Torah uses the phrase, and he spoke to Moshe Lamer. Lamer means that the message should be conveyed to the Jewish people who did not hear it being spoken. However, at the beginning of the Torah, all the Jewish people were present. Everyone heard Hashem speak. What then is the meaning of Lamer? Moreover, we cannot say that it is directive to communicate the Ten Commandments to future generations because the souls of future generations were also present at the beginning of the Torah. So the word Lamer is very, very bothersome. That doesn't make any sense. Why does Hashem say? Torah was Hashem, God spoke to Moshe Lamer. Tell who? All the Jewish people are there. And they all heard directly from Hashem. The Magid of Mezrich resolves this question, explaining. The purpose of the giving of the Torah was to draw down the Ten Commandments of the Torah into the Ten Utterances. We're here to draw these things down, to connect the mitzvahs with the world. The Ten Commandments with the Ten Utterances through which the world was created. This follows the well-known interpretation of the verse. Asara, asara, akaf, shekel ha-kodesh. Each spoon weighing 10 silver shekel according to the holy shekel. The repetition of the word asara, 10, 10, implies that the 10 utterances are weighed against, meaning they relate and correspond to the Ten Commandments. By using the words vayedaber in the beginning of the pasuk, and then he says lamer at the end of the pasuk, Torah implies that we are to draw down the Ten Commandments vayedaber in the Ten Utterances, Lamer. It's all incredible, this Magid's line. Understand? Vayedaber Elohim El Moshe Lamer. Why do we start with Vayedaber and Lamer? Daber is Dibrot. Lamer is Ma'amarot. We're trying to connect the Aseret HaDibrot and the Aseret HaMa'amarot. Because Aseret HaMa'amarot, the world was created with 10 utterances, must match the mitzvot that are implied by the Ten Commandments. What does it mean for us today? Okay, the Rebbe is saying the biggest mistake a Yid could make is to divide his spiritual life, his religious life, his Torah way of life with worldly matters. People say, listen, what I do in my business is my business. What I do in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? Yes. But when I go to shul, I'm in shul. I live two different lives. And they say that's the way it's supposed to be, people think. What do you mean? What you do in your business is what I do in my business. And when I go to shul, I go to shul. I go to learn. I do mitzvahs. No. If you divide your life like that, then you're not combining the 10 utterances with the 10 commandments. You're living a worldly life and a spiritual life as two separate lives, and you're not fulfilling the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is to combine the two. The entire world is here only to fulfill the mitzvahs, which means a yid must bring a Torah attitude to his business. Invite a Torah mindset into every single person you see on the street, into every correspondence, into every conversation, into every deal you make.